Hi everyone, so this is a short breath break to help you to remind yourself of your higher purpose that you formulated when you did the Art of Letting Go course. It was exercise 9. So just let me guide you through this little process. It's ideal to do this in the morning, but you can do it any time that you're feeling, say, a little bit uninspired, doubtful. So we do this one standing up, just going to your bathroom or wherever there's a mirror, because you're just gonna look at yourself as you do this. Standing feet shoulder width apart, knees slightly bent, just comfortable. Look yourself in the eyes in the mirror. And then you're gonna breathe in, take a nice deep breath in through the nose, filling up the stomach as they're blowing into the air, into the belly button. And imagine you're not just breathing in air, but you're breathing in light, beautiful golden white light. So blowing your stomach up like a light for a balloon. You're going to squeeze the sphincter muscle, which is the muscle we use to contract the flow of urine, and squeeze the last drops out. So just pump the energy up the spine. Feel this golden white light energy flowing up the spine into your heart center. Put one hand on your heart, feel that connection of your heart dropping into your heart space. And then another sip of air into the upper chest, and finally into the head. There's life energy drawing all the way up the spine. Visualize there's a column of golden and white light flowing from the base of the spine all the way into the crown of the head. Another sip of air at the top. Now to start with, just say after me to yourself. And say it aloud if you want to look at yourself in the mirror. This is a quote from Marianne Williamson, one of the most well-known teachers of Course in Miracles. And I've just adapted it to be in the first person rather than the third person. So my deepest fear is not that I'm inadequate. My deepest fear is that I'm powerful beyond measure. It is my light, not my darkness, that most frightens me. I ask myself, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who am I not to? So I am a child of God, by playing small and serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking, so that other people won't feel insecure around them. And so now as you exhale, just blowing all of that shrinking feeling, feeling that you're not good enough, you're not worthy, the insecurity, the doubts, you just blow them all out. Imagine they're leaving the mind, the body, the energy system, like black smoke flowing out of your mouth. Just expelling them all out. So nothing's true now. These are just false thoughts. The truth is, we're all meant to shine as children do. So breathing in, this shining light, this beautiful golden or white light. Imagine breathing it into every pore, every cell, every muscle. Body, you look at yourself and say, I was born to make manifest the glory of God that is within me, the glory of this eternal, infinite loving presence that is within me. And feel that now as you breathe that into your heart, beautiful golden or white light into your heart, your stomach, your third eye, between your eyebrows, your crown, your entire body is filled with this light. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. As I let my own light shine, and consciously give other people permission to do the same. As I am liberated from my own fear, my presence automatically liberates others. Just breathing in this light, and it's growing stronger and brighter and more intense. Each passing second, just connect with it deeply. your mind and your heart. Now, as you continue to stay there in the light, just say this statement of affirmation of your higher purpose that you formulated in exercise 9 in the Art of Bodywork course, exercises on page 45. I guide you through it. And I'm here on this planet, in this lifetime, too. And then say it. It's the sentence that you wrote down. Statement of intent, your mission, your purpose. While you're here, as you exhale, just imagine extending this powerful light and loving presence that you feel outward through this higher purpose and this mission. This is how the light and the love that you truly are expresses through into the world. You touch other people's lives to liberate you and them from your fear. Make you a shining light in the world. Stomach into the spine, explore the rostrum and the arms. Just rest here for a few moments in the light and close your eyes if you like. Just really deeply connect with the very essence of this purpose. What does it feel like? Feel the power, the strength, the love, the light, whatever descriptions come to you. It's more about connecting with a deeper feeling and just breathe that in. As you breathe in again, you breathe in the light, you breathe in the love, you breathe in the powerful presence of God and love, and you call upon it to be with you today, to help you to live in that light and that love, and to express it in all your thoughts, your words, and your actions, so that you may fulfill your higher purpose today and every day, because it's not higher purpose isn't something that one day comes, it's something you live moment by moment. And when you do that, your future unfolds. This is what the Course means when it says that place the future in the hands of God. You know, coming from this higher place, then everything you do is a very different energy of quality. So just breathe in this light, this loving presence, the powerful sense of purpose. Connect with the energy deeply. Put your hand in the heart. You can anchor this in just through these physical cues like the breath, the visualization of life. Bring your hand on your heart center. Raising the energy up the spine. And of course, your phrase, your statement. And here on this planet, in this lifetime too, and just memorize that. So you can do little short breath breaks if you need to top yourself up a minute or two, just to remind yourself of your purpose. It's another way of anchoring yourself into this loving presence, into the light. So exhale one more time. Imagine extending this light like this. To bless everyone. You know everyone, you don't know, just radiating that to the world. So you said so it's done. You need to touch everyone, you meet everyone you can think of today in this powerful presence of love and life. So you said so it's done. You can open your eyes and continue on with your day. It's very much more powerful, more inspired states which you can carry with you into everything that you do. Because everything you do can be a vehicle for expressing this divine purpose that hopefully you've connected to very deeply in the last 10 minutes. So thank you for doing this work, thank you for practicing, and go out and shine your light into the world that needs it so desperately. Namaste. Which means the divine light and love in me, the divine purpose in me, honors and acknowledges the divine light, love and purpose in me.